You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So development financed institutions, they generally tend to buck the investment trends in the economy. So when investors and financiers are slowing down lending because of concerns about the state of the economy and headwinds like load shedding and logistical constraints, they tend to step in and invest through the cycle with the hopes of driving the turnaround in the economy. And therefore, it is encouraging to see the results from the Industrial Development Corporation, the IDC, today, reporting that they have approved a record 20.7 billion rand in funding for the 2023 financial year, which is almost 30% higher than 2022. Moreover, results from the IDC showing that the group lent 17.8 billion rand this year, which is almost three times the amount that it lent last year. We do have the CFO of the IDC, Isaac Malevu, for more on the numbers. Isaac, thanks so much for your time. Before we get into the pipeline and projects and where funding is going to go, let's just reflect on your results. So 25% jump in revenue. You have increased profits after tax by 70% to 10.7 billion rand. How would you describe the year under review and the impacts that some of the challenges that other companies have had to contend with, from load shedding to the logistical constraints and even price volatility as a result of this Russia-Ukraine war? How have they impacted your numbers?
Good evening, Fifi, and thank you very much to you, to your listeners, and thank you to you. Thanks for the really inviting us. The reason really we have seen these numbers, we are very pleased with our revenue and pleased with our net profit. What has benefited us, for those who might not be aware, as the IDC, we have equity investments and we invest in loans and advances. In terms of the loans and advances in supporting the economy, we have indeed dispersed 17.9 billion. And the way that has really benefited us is that our portfolio is largely in the commodity sector. So there has been a benefit in terms of the high commodity prices and the commodity boom we've seen in the prior year. And part of that have seen us receiving a healthy dividend. We've also benefited from an increase in our loans and advances, and we've also benefited from the interest income that we've seen increasing. There have been challenges in terms of the macroeconomic condition and also the load shedding and logistics, and some of our clients have been impacted. We've seen impairments stubbornly being high, so in terms of the non-performing loans. So from some of the clients whose business have been impacted and therefore they are unable to service us, we've seen that. But by and large, we are happy with our results. Thank you.
Let's talk about the clients then that are having finding it difficult in this environment to keep up with the cost of paying back their loans, just given the rise in interest rates and other factors that could be impacting them. So I see that you talk about the fact that it's two major clients in the metals and the mining industry, as well as a client over in tourism and services. One client in tourism and services that is contributing the biggest amount to your impairments right now. Who are these clients, and what's the challenge?
Thank you. So, in terms of these the two clients, they are largely legacy clients. These are clients we helped in terms of one is in the manganese space, the other one is in the steel sector. And these are clients that have been with us for more than 10 years now. And over the years, they've really struggled to turn around. So we are supporting them. And the one in the tourism is a client that is based in Ghana. That has been Uganda, which has been severely impacted by COVID-19 and have not recovered since COVID-19. And so because some of the work we do with them, so I can't say the names, but sure. I think it kind of helps you to get a picture.
Sure.
Okay. So in terms of the...
No, sorry. Continue, Isaac.
Yes, in terms of the challenges that they are facing, they've been largely around their own turnaround strategies. And we've seen some encouraging a plan coming from these two, transportation, the mining and metals, especially with the commodity sector showing signs of growth. So the manganese being a mineral of the future, we do hope that this client will turn around and hopefully we'll see the reduction in impairment.
Okay, so let's talk about the lending activity then. As you did say, 17.8 billion rand lent by the IDC this time around. Where did all this money go, and ultimately what has been the economic impact of this funding?
Thank you very much, Stacey. The impact has been the creation of jobs, which is 34,000. And in terms of how we've dispersed this one, 11.6 billion to 17.8 billion was expansionary in nature, i.e. we're supporting businesses who are seeing growth, businesses who are expanding capacity in their operations. So that was the majority of the 17.8 billion. 2.5 of that was to support business partners or clients that were in distress and that were seeking to preserve jobs. So we did extend support to those jobs. So, and the rest was really startups and supporting green field activities as part of our mandate to take high risk, especially where there's promises of significant growth in that sector.
Okay. And then let's talk about the funding that has been approved then for the 2023 financial year, the 20.7 billion rand in funding. Just give us a bit of color there as to exactly, you know, which sectors you are targeting, the kind of projects, and once again, the transformative impact or effect of this lending.
Thank you very much. We are very much aware that we need to diversify our investment portfolio. And secondly, we're aware that we do need to support the growth of our economy. And therefore, we are earmarking the majority of our approval to renewable energy, to the tune of 7 billion. That's how much we're planning to spend in the renewable energy space. And secondly, we are facilitating the green hydrogen economy, which is part, again, of greening our industrial activities. We are also planning to support more of the manufacturing sector, which has really suffered in terms of its capacity. It's not just South Africa, but it's also worldwide. So that's really where we're focusing our attention. We believe that these sectors could also are jobs rich. In other words, they will be also helping support the creation and the preservation of jobs while solving some of the crises we have in the country. Lastly, but not least, we are planning to support some of the initiatives around just energy transition, especially on the transmission side of energy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. So let's dig into the renewable energy component then, just given the fact that it's going to get to the biggest focus for the IDC in the year that we're looking at. Exactly what in that renewable energy space are you looking to support?
Thank you very much, Sophie. What we've recognized is that the battery and storage capacity is very low, and that's one area that gives an opportunity to the IDC to develop and to support its growth. We've seen an importation of solar panels, and we know that countries like China are dominating the market. But where there's really an opportunity to differentiate ourselves and to collaborate with some of the big players in the renewable energy is to facilitate the assembly of battery and storage plant and facilities. And that's where we really see an opportunity. And secondly, we are planning to support small businesses. We have an initiative that has been earmarked, especially for township businesses, small businesses, that might not have the financial capacity to be able to take advantage of some of this renewable energy. So we'll be providing benefit funding or grants where it's warranted. Thank you.
Except this time around, I see that lending towards the township economy specifically was lower than this time last year. You have increased funding towards SMEs, but in terms of the township economy, it's not to the same scale that we did see last year. What's happening there?
Thanks. We do have a sister company, CIFA, that we try and leverage our activities through them because they are much closer to that sector. What we've realized is that's not enough. So we are partnering with strategic equity or strategic implementation partners who are very close to the township economy. So to the extent that we committed 200 million rands last year in partnership with the Gauteng Development Agency, and together we put together 400 million rand. We are also increasing capacity from an IDC point of view to ensure that there are resources available to understand and support the township economy better. I think for us, it's not just about talking about it, it's really about walking the talk now, and we are planning to invest more in supporting the township economy.
Okay. Isaac, just lastly, your CEO, Tipin Jojo, he announced in March that he would not be extending his contract when it comes to an end in December. December, for most people, is just around the corner right now. Just how is the succession process going to find his replacement at the IDC?
Thanks, Fifi. Yes, we said to be losing someone of the caliber of Tipin Jojo. Because the process started from March, as of this week, the chair of the board did provide feedback to say they've shortlisted, and they are now in the process of finalizing that shortlist. We do believe that this process will be concluded before the end of the year. If not, the acting CEO will be announced in due course in the event that we do not have a successor anytime. I must say that there will be no disruption to the business. I think the board is very much aware that we need to sustain the momentum and keep stability at the leadership level, and they're very mindful that not to disrupt the business. So there will be an orderly process in terms of who takes over from Mr. Tipin Jojo.
Okay. Isaac, will be on the lookout for that announcement when it does come through. But thanks so much for joining us this evening, Isaac Malevu, the CFO of the IDC.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.